7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning.
And 41 degrees. Noted journalist and political analyst Imran Anwar shares his perspectives on the world in crisis. Good morning, Imran, and welcome back to New York's Morning Show.
Good morning, and thank you for having me again.
It is great to have you with us, Imran. Let's look at this situation in the Middle East as it refers to the Arab governments that are under pressure.
Absolutely. I believe things are getting out of hand much faster than anybody expected. And if people in Washington or in other capitals around the world say they did not expect this to happen as fast as it did, then they really weren't doing their jobs. I think we are on the brink of a huge disaster.
Do you believe that Israel is still looking for counsel from the United States?
Well, we seem to go to a great length in Washington to always say that Israel is a democratic country and we really have no, we do not hold sway over their actions. $4 to $6 billion a year, I think, give us a little bit of influence that if we wanted to use, could be used both for them and for the Egyptians, for example.
You've got to help my ignorance here, Imran, because I understand one of the criteria in criticizing nations is because they are not members of the world community, which means communicate and listen to. Yet the entire world, through the UN and individually, has asked Israel, pull back. She has said no.
Absolutely. And what is more worrisome is the message it is sending to the rest of the world. We have started a major war on terror in all the countries in the world. We are telling every nation in the world that you have to stand firm against terror and stand on principle, and that if you are not with us, then you are against us, and the U.S. will deal with that. On the other hand, we have a country which is a very small sliver of land, occupied land, etc., in the Middle East, that is dependent on us both financially in terms of direct aid, militarily in terms of all the weapons we give them, and for air business, because we do a lot of business with them. Here's this country that then is not just ignoring our needs, but is actually making things worse for our war on terror, as our own allies are now turning against us. So I think that sends a very, very dangerous and a very bad signal to the rest of the world.
Imran, last night on 60 Minutes 2, it was communicated by various activists in Israel that they will stop short of nothing more than all Palestinians removed from the West Bank, from all the immediate territory surrounding Israel, and they call this concept called transfer. Have you heard of that?
Yes, indeed, and it's a very disturbing thing, again, because this has been always mentioned in the past. It's now being spoken about more openly. And this just points out two things, that extremism and racism, etc., still exist in many parts of the world, and that this kind of extremism on the Israeli side, for example, is as dangerous towards for world peace as the Arabs or the Palestinians wanting to march the Jews and the Israelis off into the sea, as they used to say in the past. So it is not a good thing.
1600 WWRL at 7-11, 41 degrees. We're speaking with noted journalist Imran Anwar.
Hezbollah to the east. Folks are saying that Syria is moving their forces, redeploying their forces. What does this portend?
Well, basically, I'm not surprised that the Hezbollah has taken action as it has. As a matter of fact, I'm surprised at how little the action has been, because they've shot a couple of rockets into Israeli military areas, etc. Hezbollah obviously is something that has a large amount of backing of the Syrians, but they also have, you know, enough weapons and enough clout on their own, and also a lot of sympathy for the Palestinians, because they themselves lived under Israeli occupation, and they also were able to, by using military means and also by using bombings, etc., were able to force the Israelis to leave Beirut. So perhaps there is some hope that if they can help show Israel that it's not just fighting the Palestinians, but the conflict could become much larger, then, you know, that's an important signal, because, again, the Hezbollah is not an organized army, it's not a country in itself. But if Israel, as it is now, threatening to strike at Syria, if something like that happens, you basically looking at the start of a major world war. That's how bad things can get.
Has the Vatican spoken out against the Middle East crisis?
Absolutely, and one both as an American, but even more so as a Muslim. I have been calling upon Muslim clerics and other organizations to appreciate the Vatican and the Pope and the Christian community for realizing that this is not a religious conflict. As a matter of fact, most Palestinians are either Arab, Palestinian Muslims, or Christians. So in this case, it is not a Muslim-Jewish problem that we have there. The churches in Bethlehem, for example, are also surrounded by tanks right now. The congregation, a leader of the church in Palestine, led a peace march, basically, and he was turned around by the army. Peace activists have been beaten up, including Christians and Americans and also Europeans. So obviously, we are looking at a very dangerous situation where, thankfully and delightfully, the Vatican has taken to speak in support of justice and right thing. And they've also criticized suicide bombers. So it's not like, hey, you know, Israel is bad and the Palestinians are doing nothing wrong. But they have spoken very well, saying that suicide bombers, attacks on innocent people, are murder. But an unjust situation exists, and bad things are being done to destroy the human dignity and the rights of the Palestinian people.
Imran Anwar, in conclusion, we are quickly going down a precipitous slope into the abyss. Do you see briefly any way out of this?
The only way out of this is the following. The United States has to stand up with moral courage. It is ironic that we had more moral courage on this issue under Bill Clinton than we do under President Bush right now. But we have to take a decisive step. We have to stand up and say, enough is enough. This is not only an unjust thing, but it is also bad for us Americans, because it is going to affect the price of oil for all of us. And also, if the conflict is not stopped, we Americans are going to be targets worldwide and at our own home again. And that is a very, very dangerous thing.
7:13:42. We've been joined by noted journalist and political analyst Imran Anwar. Thank you so much for joining us on New York Morning Show.
Thank you so much for having me.